Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav answers, there's no stira from Golus to our Mishnah of Hafara. I tell you, Hocha Minyana Dekro, for Hocha Minyana Dekro, like each parsha, you have to look into the psukim. You have to look into the psukim that talk about Golus, and you have to look into the psukim that talk about Hafara's Nadarim, that a husband could be made for his wife's Nadarim. What does that mean? We have Yehuda, sub of Yehuda's Gabi Ratzeach. By the parsha, if you kill somebody, b'shegeg, Ksiv the pasuk says, v'ashayov v'yesriyeyu b'yar, that you met your friend in the forest. So it's mashma, and you killed him, b'shegeg, you were chopping wood, you didn't realize the wood killed him. So it's mashma, kol devar me'yolayayu, mashma, anybody that could be in the forest, if you kill him, b'shegeg, or he kills b'shegeg, he's chayav golus. So therefore, from this pasuk, it should be mashma, Visumanami bar meyol liyayahu. Assume a blind person can also walk into the forest. So Pashup Shah, the pasuk should be that if a blind person kills somebody, b'shegeg, he should also have to go to Golus. That's what Pashup Mashma in the psukim. Now, so the Rameya Svar, Rav Yehuda Svar is like this. V'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, b'loy rois, l'rabbis es asuma, that from the pasuk you can't see, means even if you mamish really can't see, you're a blind person, still you have, if you kill somebody b'shegeg, you have to go to Golus. That's what the pasuk is coming to inform us. Like in New Chiddush B'lai Rois, that even a suma also has a chiyuv to go to Golus. For the Gemara, what do you need the pasuk for then? Miyayir nafkalei. We should learn out, we know that from the pasuk before. We have Yud Hold, when the pasuk says, v'ashayov v'yasriyeyu v'yar, if you met your friend in a forest, and you kill him there, b'shegeg, there's a chiyuv golus. So if you hold anybody that could go into the forest, has this chiyuv golus. So a blind person also has a chiyuv golus. So then why do we need the pasuk b'loy rois for? So that's why Yehuda says, Elish Mamino, from this pasuk of b'loy rois, you know what it has to come to teach us? That b'loy rois prat l'suma. That's the svar in Rabbi Yehuda. That's why dafka by golus is a miyat takro. Because first the pasuk says Yovo Diyar, it's mashm anybody. Then it says Beloy Rois means only the person that could see. But if you're a blind person, you don't have to go to Golus. Lav Davkos is a klal all over that a mixas yediyah is not called like a yediyah. Maybe a mixas yediyah is good, like Reb Yudol's in our Mishnah, that if you know a little bit about the Nedarim, you could be made for your wife's Nedarim. A mixas yediyah usually is enough. Just in the parasha of Shegeg, of Golus, the part of the psukim say clearly that b'lei rois has to mean that a suma, blind person, is pater from the mitzvah. Rabbi Meir Sov, what's Rabbi Meir Sov? He says the opposite. Rabbi Meir says no, that even a blind person has the chiyuv to go to Golus if he kills b'shegeg, because Rabbi Meir Sov, see if the pasuk says b'vli das, that you did not know about it, that you killed your friend, you did it b'shegeg. So the pasuk is mashmo, kol devar meida, v'suma lar ba meidu. Believe das means you did not know, you did not do it willingly. Mashmo, though, you're a person that could do it willingly. You could know exactly where he was, what he was doing, and you could have went to kill him deliberately. That's the type of a person that if you do it b'shegeg, you have a chiyuv golus. Mashenkein mashmo suma, that doesn't have das means he can't see, he can't kill somebody deliberately. He doesn't know exactly where he is. But the Ran says, "V'suma lav bar medhu sheni yochel leida ulechavi mokem chaveri mamish." A blind person can't know exactly where his friend is to know exactly where to kill him. If you can't see him, you can't know exactly where he is. So therefore, from the pasuk of Belay, the pasuk says, "Kol devar meida." Then the pasuk says, "Sid bavli das." It says, "Bavli das." He killed somebody. Bavli das means you could have das, you could have known exactly where he is, just now you killed him without das. So when that pasuk is mashma, that a suma, if a blind person kills somebody b'shegeg, that he's potter from golus. So therefore, Meir holds, v'yarmut, if you're going to tell me that b'loy rois is prat l'suma, when the pasuk says b'loy rois, that you did not see him, means that you have to be able to see somebody. But a blind person that can't see, he's potter from golus. If so, mibli das nafkalei. Why do I need two psukim to tell me the same chiddush? Why do I need the pasuk mibli das and the pasuk b'loy rois to tell me the same chiddush? that a blind person is potter from Golus? Why do I need two psukim for? Ella, therefore, it must be that Shemamina, here's the proof, that B'loi Rois means the rabbi says a summa. From the Pasuk of B'loi Rois, it means to include a summa. Even a person of Mamish can't see, if he kills somebody B'shegeg, he has the chiyuv to go to Golus. So the kids of the Machlok is over here by Golus, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is a shayla haradash in the psukim. Nothing to do with in Svara of a Niksas Yediyah is called like a whole Yediyah. So therefore there's no stira to our Mishnah about Hilchas Hafara. And now Mishnah Taka, there the Chum say that the husband could be Mefer as long as he has a Niksas Yediyah. And the Mishnah of Yehuda holds a Niksas Yediyah is called Kekula. If you know a little bit that there is a Pasha of Hafara, even though you do not know that this ned your wife made, your mamish could be Mefer, that's called Yom Shemaya. Mashenke, Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah says no, that Vilchus HaFora, what's called B'yom Shemayim, you have to have a complete Yediyah. You have to hear the Neder today, and you have to know that today, this is my day to be Mefer. It means you have to know there's Aloch of HaFora, and this is a type of a Neder that you could be Mefer, and then the husband could be Mefer it. So therefore, there's no stir al Mishnah to these Halachas of Golus. The Halachas of Golus has a special pasuk, Tolim Nigzeret HaKosev, Mashenka, and our Mishnah is not telling the Gzeras HaKosev. Mishnah says like this, Hamadir Hano Mechosnoi. If a father-in-law makes a Nisa Neder that a son-in-law can't have any enjoyment from him, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment to a son-in-law. Hamadir Hano Mechosnoi. And later, V'roitza Losas Lebitoi, Mois. And later on, the father wants to be able to give his daughter money. So how does he go about it? Because usually, if you give your daughter money and she's married, so usually whatever you give to your husband, to the wife, goes to the husband. And here there's an issa for the shver, for the father-in-law, to give his son-in-law a money. So how could the father-in-law have a way out that the money should only go to his daughter and not to his son-in-law? How do we do it? So oimalo, the father has to tell his daughter that hare hamoyes or elu nisunim lechove matana. I'm giving you money for a present. Ubelvad shloyeh lebalchor rishus ben. And I'm making a clear condition that your husband should have no right at all to this money. Ela, but rather mashat noises from the sense of ficha. What I want you to do with this money is like to buy food and eat it. That's what I'm giving you for. I'm giving you money for a present. That with this money I want you to buy food and eat the food. That's the eitzah, that's the way the father could give his daughter a present, and her husband, the son-in-law, will have nothing from this present. Because otherwise, the father-in-law made a nisa neder that his son-in-law can't have enjoyment from him. Sumar says like this, Omar Rav, Rav says, L'shonu elu diyomalo ma'ashat noises v'nasenes m'ficho. And Rav says, the end of the Mishnah is bedafka. That the father has to tell his daughter, I'm giving you this money for a present, and your husband can't use it, but he also has to say that you have to eat it. You have to take it and eat it, take the money and buy food. Yeah. But if you stop giving the money, that she could do whatever she wants with it, that's no good. And the Gemara says, Ravos Avul Omar, but if the father would tell his daughter, but if the father would tell his daughter, I want to give you a present, and I don't want your husband to be able to use it, and you could do whatever you want with this money, then no, that's no good. Because then the law is, the husband is kind of the money, and it's considered like the husband has enjoyment from his father-in-law, that's also. Therefore Rav says it's bedafka what the Mishnah says, that the father has to only say what you eat. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says no. Afilu Omar Mashatirtsi Asi Lekona Yasin Baal. Shmuel says even if the father tells his daughter that whatever you want to do with the money, you can do with the money. The father tells his daughter, listen, I'm giving you a present. You have this money, and I don't want your husband to be able to take it at all. That's enough. With that tonight alone, it's enough. That if you tell your daughter, I'm giving it to you, I'm enough that your husband cannot use this money. Then you have a right to do whatever you want with the money. Katsumachlekes Rav and Shmuel, does this help or not? Samara says, Maskev lo Rav Zera. Rav Zera has a kasha.